This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are at the 2020 Alt Expo. And I guess I should say it's the first Alt Expo for 2020, because there's usually a couple of them. One of them happens during the Free State Project's Liberty Forum event, which is going on at the same time, and the other one usually happens in the summertime during the camping festivals that occur at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We'll talk later about ForkFest, which is the sponsor, actually, of Alt Expo this year. ForkFest.party, the decentralized camping event that happens in the summertime here in New Hampshire. In the case of ForkFest this year, it'll be in June 29th through July 5th, so definitely mark your calendars for that. And coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk to Jack Shimmick. He is the founder of the Alt Expo, and we'll talk about the history of this event and how many of them there have been. It's in the dozens, I believe, at this point. So he'll have all the stats and facts and information to regale us with. Coming up here, Aria was going to be with me today, but she is feeling very ill, so sadly she won't be making it out here. But there's still plenty, of course, to talk about. Alt Expo, as always, has a series of interesting speakers. It's basically the alternative event that goes on, again, across from Free State Project official events. And Jack is about to hand me the official schedule, as official as things get for Alt Expo, if it comes from Jack. So we're actually up first. So what we're doing today is kind of our usual thing when we're out and about. We don't do a live show during our live hours, but we do record the show live, meaning that there's not, first of all, we have a live audience, but secondly, we're not taking time to edit these segments. We do the interview, we put it in the can, we send it to the network, and they get it on the air. So thanks to the folks over at Genesis Communications Network for making this possible. I see Ernie Hancock is on the list of speakers later on today. He'll be talking about freedom to talk, and that sounds like a perfect discussion for Ernie Hancock. So if he shows up during our recording hours, we're definitely going to grab him and get him on the air, and we'll see who else we can snag as well. It's actually a two-day long event, so if you're listening to this on Saturday evening and you're in New England, and you're coming up to New Hampshire, you want to check out Alt Expo, it's happening throughout the day tomorrow as well. So you do have plenty of an opportunity to get up here. It's happening basically 10 a.m. to close. So just in the evening, 10 to the evening. Tomorrow there's I guess, looks like some mixers, and discussions, possibly some panels, open mic time as well. So it's definitely not too late for you to get up here. Alt Expo does not have a cost associated as far as if you want to come attend it. Obviously, ForkFest had to pay for the room, but that's it. And you can come in for free and watch the speeches and meet the speakers and talk to some cool people here, folks who appreciate certain alternatives. Now, one alternative that, is becoming more popular these days, of course, is cannabis. And when I say alternative, I'm talking about for medical use. A lot of people have used cannabis for medical purposes, and it has been a lifesaver for folks. People swear by using cannabis, and of course CBD, which is related, one of the chemicals that's active within the cannabis plant, and also of course THC, the active psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. It's been a long history of and a slow, brutal slog towards legalization of this product that began in the late 90s. I think it was 1996 when California, the voters there passed their proposition to legalize medicinal cannabis. And it was a historic time that they did that. Unfortunately, it was really slow going, especially in the beginning. They continued to be raided by the sheriffs there in California. Shops continued to be targeted, even though all they were doing was helping sick people get a hold of medicine, and that's what this plant is. Yeah, you can get high off of cannabis, of course, and many people do. You know, millions of people in the United States use it for recreational purposes, and that's okay, too, as we're seeing now with, I think, 8 to 10 states, somewhere in that range, that have legalized cannabis, all of them by ballot measure. We have yet to see anybody jump on board with, you know, doing it legislatively, but I suspect that is going to be coming at some point. Or wait, did Michigan do it legislatively? I don't know. But if anybody does know, they're welcome to come on up and join me here at the table. I just wanted to get the ball rolling on this. Are you leaning in, Stone? Are you wanting to comment? You're welcome to.
Not really.
Okay. Well, you know what? I didn't even turn you
just
up yet. There you
visiting.
Go. You're just visiting. All right.
I mean, I'm just visiting the Free Talk Live table here.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, it's nice to have you up here. So the big news, and this is not good news, out of Michigan, is somebody who has been selling medical cannabis in Michigan is now going to prison. Federal trial. Nearly 16 years sentenced to prison. Stories out of MLive.com, Grand Rapids, which is, by the way, we're on in Grand Rapids tonight. The former owner of medical marijuana dispensaries in several Michigan cities was sentenced Tuesday. So this isn't some little guy or whatever. He had multiple medical marijuana dispensaries, sentenced to nearly 16 years in federal prison. Danny Trevino, who is 47, out of Lansing, had Hydro World dispensaries in Grand Rapids, Flint, Jackson, Lansing, and elsewhere, had avoided state criminal and civil penalties over the years, but has now been convicted of multiple federal charges. States are changing marijuana laws across the country, according to U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney. So the judge acknowledging that this is being changed, the legal status of this plant is being changed, but he said, that's true, but federal law has not changed. Trevino sought the statutory minimum sentence of 5 years in prison, but the judge instead sentenced him to 15 years plus 8 months, so nearly 16 years, which they say is at the low end of the advisory sentencing guidelines, which ranged from 188 to 235 months. So not only did this judge not go with the bare minimum of a five-year sentence, but he apparently decided he was going to send a message that cannabis is still illegal at the federal level, and if you sell medical pot to somebody who's sick, you're going to prison. And I think it's a pretty scary idea, and it's definitely a chilling effect. It's a chilling sentence that is obviously designed to get the attention of the people in the cannabis business, to let them know that even if you are out there and you're following whatever the state guidelines are, you're jumping through all of the hoops that have been put up for you to jump through, that you can still go to federal prison for helping sick people. The sentence upset several family members and pro-marijuana activists who attended the sentencing in Grand Rapids. By the way, they've got photographs of these folks that were there supporting him, and there's three people in the photos from outside of the courthouse. Now, maybe there were some more people inside. I don't know. But outdoors, obviously it's cold out in Michigan, but there were only three people to support this guy who ran multiple medical marijuana clinics. He must have touched thousands upon thousands of people's lives with the product and the service that he was offering. And I was just struck by how few people bothered to come out to support this man. So what you saw is a travesty, said Detroit resident Richard Clement. His shirt read, hashtag get normal, hashtag war on drugs, and canna cures. He said it was difficult to reconcile what he called a harsh sentence in a state where marijuana is legal. He and others think Trevino was targeted because he was Hispanic. A woman said, leaving the courthouse, this was totally racist. None of the other dispensaries ever get raided. She was with Trevino's family but refused to give her name. Another supporter, Sidney Cray, said, it's just not fair. Trevino, who's operated dispensaries since 2010, was convicted in August at a jury trial of 10 felony charges, including conspiracy to manufacture, distribute, and possess marijuana and maintaining a drug-involved premises. So there's more to say about this just absolutely tragic and outrageous sentence against a peaceful man who has done no wrong. He's harmed no one. There's nobody that was claiming that he'd hurt them in any way. He's going to prison for 15 years. We'll continue from Alt Expo 2020, the winter version here. This is Free Talk Live, and we hope you'll come out and join us. AltExpo.net.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at Edge.com. App.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. We're at Alt Expo Winter Edition 2020 at the Best Western Plus in Manchester, New Hampshire. We're actually pretty close to the airport here. It's a new venue. I think it's the fourth hotel that anybody has, or that Alt Expo has been in. We're going to talk to the organizer of Alt Expo coming up here in a little bit. But just starting out with what I consider to be some really important and just horrifyingly bad news out of the federal court system, with a man now being sentenced to nearly 16 years behind bars for running a medical cannabis operation legally, at least legally in Michigan, but not legally by federal rules. But I do want to say thanks to the folks over at Edge Wallet, where you can secure your freedom with Edge. It's a great wallet. I use it all the time. It's my favorite one to use in real life to buy things, but it's also useful online as well. They've got support for a ton of different cryptos, Bitcoin, BTC, the original one, plus Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, and others. You can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Just go to your iOS or Android app store and download a copy for yourself. You can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet there. Go to edge.app and learn more about the technology behind Edge, and or just go and download Edge Wallet to get into the world of buying, selling, trading, and securely holding cryptocurrencies. So Stone is joining me here in the studio, our remote studio. Welcome, Stone.
Thank you. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I don't know. Do we ever interview you in the past from some event? We've interviewed
so
many people. Well, welcome
to your
very first Free Talk Live. You're somebody who has some experience with cannabis. I mean, I'm not going to say why, but, I think it's fair to say that, given...
Yeah, I lived in Denver for a while, so I know a lot of people do live in Colorado and don't use cannabis products, but I don't know if I necessarily think it's a panacea, but there's a lot of people I know that do feel that it's a panacea, a cure-all for your ailments.
Yeah, I don't think it's a panacea, but it is definitely it has helped a lot of people with a variety of different issues, and I'm not somebody who's going to say, well, that didn't work for you, when they're saying it did work, you know, so.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of medical uses, and personally I have applied the tincture to somewhat of a fibrous cyst that grows, and it did reduce, and I stopped using it. It's very small now, so it's a barely noticeable bump. And so I can personally say the anecdotal experiences that I've had have been pretty good. There's not just the physical, but the mental effects if you do suffer from mental issues. It's definitely on a short list of natural medicine that I'd recommend.
But the federal government says that it is a Schedule 1 narcotic, which puts it on the level, at least according to the feds, as heroin, which, you know, anybody...
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, they would have added the one from Asia, the heroin alternative that a lot of people take.
I don't know what that is.
I'm forgetting. It's the leafy plant thing.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Kratom.
Kratom. So that is another example of something that if people hadn't spoke up against that, they would have criminalized that also, and it has no addictive or harmful societal effects, as far as I can tell, for just using kratom. And it actually helps a lot of people because it... the receptors in the brain, apparently, it doesn't bang off as hard as heroin. So
kratom's interesting. I did some experimenting with it. We actually had Brave Botanicals sponsor the show. That's the company run by John Bush, the liberty activist from back in Austin, Austin, Texas. And he's become a real advocate for kratom. And he says it helps so many people with various maladies, including addiction. Breaking addictions is one of the things that it can do. And some people feel like they're more productive with it. It's one of the coffee family plants. It's in that. It's in that. You know that.
Yeah,
range.
From what I hear, it's similar to marijuana in its deadliness.
Meaning, it's not deadly at all.
Exactly. Yeah. So
it is a little addictive, though, and that's one of the things they'll tell you up front about it, is you do need to be aware of that going into it. I didn't get addicted to it, but I could see why it would be habit forming. I ended up stopping taking it after a couple of weeks. It made my nose itch, and I looked it up online, and that's not an uncommon thing. And I'm like, yeah,
were you snorting it?
No, I wasn't, and no, I would not recommend. I wouldn't recommend that, but you know, it made my nose itch, and I was like, whatever the benefits are, I just don't feel like that happening to me. But for some people, they really love it. Check it out. So we're talking about these alternatives to medicine, and cannabis is definitely one of those alternatives. And I do want to tell you a little bit more about this guy, 47 years old in Michigan, ran multiple medical marijuana facilities for almost the entire decade. He started back in 2010. His name is Daniel Trevino. Danny Trevino.
Yeah.
He's going to prison.
Yeah, I'm looking at one article from 420intel.com,
mm-hmm.
and it says that they took his money and arrested him, but they gave him the money back. So it sounds like the state of Michigan must have been participating in the raid in order to try and take his money. But he actually won in the state system to get his money back, but it looks like he lost in the federal system.
Yeah, and they talk about that in this story from MLive.com, which is a very, you know, in-depth piece, and I think it's a great story. I mean, it's good reporting on what is a terrible, chilling effect attack on the medical cannabis business. Because if this can happen to this guy, then it can happen to anybody who's out there doing medical cannabis.
Well, selling it.
He was selling.
He owned, it looks like, several dispensaries. So he is a little bit bigger fish, and that's probably why they targeted him. I'm guessing mostly for the money, and hopefully his win with his money is going to show something to the prosecutors and the agents that are working against this type of business.
He was, according to the story, again, convicted of 10 felony charges, including conspiracy to manufacture, distribute, and possess marijuana, and maintaining a drug-involved premises. He was not allowed to use the state's medical marijuana law as a defense to the federal charges. Nonetheless, the government said he acted outside of the boundaries of the state medical marijuana law, which that, you know, they couldn't prosecute him for that, but the state attempted to, and we'll get into that, and he beat the state. Defense Attorney Nicholas Bostic called that a fallacy. He said Trevino was successful in challenging state complaints after he'd been arrested and the subject of several state search warrants. He was arrested in April of 2014 in Grand Rapids for delivery or manufacture of marijuana and maintaining a drug house, but the charges were dropped a month later, according to court records. He fought forfeiture of funds that were seized by the police that were ultimately returned by the state courts. Get this, Trevino's businesses were raided 16 times.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
In 6 years.
And I'm guessing he was licensed with the state. And it's basically when you're in bed with organized crime, sometimes the different factions will, if you belong to one, so he belonged to the state of Michigan,
right.
And his faction sold him out. They essentially allowed a hit on their man. I mean, they didn't kill him. They're going to throw him, you know, put him on ice for 16 years or whatever. But, it really shows the criminal elements of these organizations, in my opinion.
Right. I'm glad you pointed that out, because that is what we're talking about here, criminal organizations. That's what the state is. I'm not talking about the land, okay, with the trees and the hills or whatever. I'm talking about the people calling themselves the state. And we can come back and discuss more of that. Stone is with me here. We're at Alt Expo 2020, the winter version, and you can go to altexpo.net to learn a little bit more about the event. As we continue, more Free Talk Live is on the way. We'll tell you more about this just horrifying story. Tragic. This man's going to be in his 60s when he gets out of prison, unless somebody lets him out earlier.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia has halted visa-free tourism for Chinese nationals and stopped issuing them with work visas because of the deadly coronavirus outbreak. 8 cases have been reported in the U.S., the latest in Massachusetts. Dr. Larry Madoff is with the Bureau of Infectious Disease and Laboratory Sciences.
A man recently returned from Wuhan, China, and sought medical care soon after his return to Massachusetts. He has been isolated since that time and will continue to remain isolated until cleared by public health officials. His few close contacts have been identified and are being monitored for any signs or symptoms.
New York City officials are testing for what may be the first case of the disease there. Beginning on Sunday, the U.S. will direct flights from China to 7 major airports where passengers can be screened. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Alt Expo, and I was informed that it is the 32nd, well, it's technically the 33rd, because they started with number 0, but it is number 32 on the list of Alt Expos, altexpo.net. This is the Alternatives Expo that exists as something else for people to attend during Free State Project events like the Liberty Forum, which is the Free State Project event happening in the very same hotel. We are in a different part of the hotel. Actually, I don't even know where the Liberty Forum is. I haven't looked around for it. I suspect it's somewhere. And I do wish them the best. I heard the event is not what it used to be, but that's another story. Anyway, Alt Expo is still going strong, and I'm here with Stone this morning as we're actually recording Free Talk Live from Alt Expo. You'll be hearing this when we're live tonight, or when the show is normally live, from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. So if you're listening to the show during its usual broadcast time, know that we cannot take your calls tonight, but if you you know, want to still come out to Alt Expo, you can. It's not too late. It's actually a two-day-long event, so it will be happening tomorrow, and it starts at 10 in the morning, so come on up to Manchester at the Best Western Plus and come downstairs. It's in, I don't know if you want to call it the basement, but, you know, sort of the lower floor in the Adams Room, and it's free to come into. There's no tickets to get into Alt Expo. You just come on in and enjoy the speakers and the camaraderie and the people and the interesting characters that you're going to meet here at Alt Expo. So this is Free Talk Live. Our website, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Divvy. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currency like the U.S. dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. We are talking about a very tragic story that is, I'm sure, designed to strike fear into the hearts of those who are in the medical cannabis business. There is a man who has been running medical cannabis stores in Michigan for almost the entire decade, starting in 2010. And this year, within the last week, he was sentenced to almost 16 years in federal prison for various cannabis-related charges. It's just absolutely horrible what they've done to him, and it's unprecedented. I mean, I don't know all the details about every marijuana-related court case in the last decade, but I don't recall ever hearing about this happening. I know in California in the early days, they raided some of the dispensaries at the state level, and I think the DEA was involved way back when, but in the last decade, I don't think this has happened. Stone, you're with me here. Can you recall anything like this?
Well, not in the legal cannabis, but it is similar.
I mean.
They're treating it like cocaine or heroin. I guess they're having trouble finding the big fish that are moving the harder drugs.
They got El Chapo.
Easy. I mean, for this. So we've already got this organized criminal enterprise that's
the state
running this land essentially. And if you want to do business, you need to pay them enough. And in this case, he apparently wasn't paying enough federal taxes or something. There's something going on that made them, or they've got this apparatus and they want to exercise. It could be training. You know, they want to get their agents out there kicking down doors, breaking stuff up, cutting wires on video cameras so that they can really get some experience at this, at what they're doing, at stealing.
At conducting robberies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
armed robberies. But you're right, and I'm glad that you went there with the, pointing out what the state actually is as a criminal enterprise that they've done an amazing.
They own this land. I mean, you can't dispute it. It's like in Mexico, they're competing with each other. You've got the ones that are sanctioned by the U.S. government that are supposedly in charge of Mexico,
yeah.
And you've got other groups of people that want to be in charge. So they've got a turf war essentially there. But here, there's no turf war. They're all in cooperation. Your local government, straight up to the executive military. They're all working together, so there's no turf war, and they need training because there's not a lot of resistance. You know, the people are very beaten down in this country, and they're not going to go against what their overlords, what this criminal enterprise, the agents of this criminal enterprise, I should say.
And it's scary. I mean, this guy's going to prison for 16 years for selling a plant. I mean, I can understand why people are afraid.
Ironic that the same criminal enterprise has guns and boots on the ground over in the number one. And there's not even a number two. Afghanistan, they're producing so much poppy for heroin in Afghanistan. They supply the entire world with heroin and heroin derivatives. And
those troops are guarding the poppy field.
Exactly. And it's kind of like, so over there, they can exercise the kick down the door raids for anyone that's resisting them. They just want to set up their puppet government. And as long as no one interferes with that, they'll go along with it. And guarding fields even of drugs that are far worse than this natural substance that doesn't kill anyone.
Right.
It makes you peaceful, in fact.
And many of those same guards, those armed armed military members will come back and get jobs as police and then go in and kick down doors of American people who
are... hopefully even more kind of wake up to it and come home and kind of realize that they just need to work against the system in some way. So, yeah, there's a great possibility that a lot will come up, come back and enforce the federal government's punishment on its citizens. But hopefully even more will wake up and maybe join the freedom movement. Like in Virginia, there's a lot of maybe former federal veterans that have been in the military that are resisting what the government, the state government in Virginia is doing as far as...
The gun situation. Yeah, we've been reporting on that here as well. And, you know, whether it's your right to bear arms or your right to grow a plant or possess a plant, those things should not be infringed. Unfortunately, they continue to infringe. And this man tried to do things, you know, by the book. That's what people try to do. They try to follow whatever arbitrary rules these criminal enterprises set down for them. They try to pay whatever extractions they're told that they have to pay in order to run their business without being targeted. But yet this guy was raided 16 times between 2010 and 2016. And according to MLive.com, Danny Trevino, the man they're putting in prison now for 16 years for selling cannabis, he provided the state with store records and tax records that showed his businesses brought in nearly $3 million. And he thought he was legal, according to his defense attorney, Nicholas Bostic. And by the way, he did win at the state level when the state came after him on multiple occasions. He said his client, whose previous drug convictions prevented him from being a caregiver, oversaw the operation. He said every single sale of medical cannabis at his business would have been legal under the laws in 33 states and the District of Columbia, which is, you know, the federal government, where it's, by the way, legal to possess cannabis. I don't know if you were aware of that, but they made recreational cannabis legal in D.C. So despite the fact that it's legal in D.C., they're still targeting peaceful people like this man. Trevino told MLive, quote, "How could I not have been in compliance if I was acquitted and found not guilty? We were winning, and they didn't charge us, so we kept going." He fought through these raids. He went to court. He defeated the Michigan State gang in their own court system and then got raided by the feds.
Yeah, so this federal criminal enterprise, this organized racket, so the agents of this group really don't care as far as what you've done. And it really is, they treat us like cattle or sheep or some sort of livestock to be managed for the productivity that we can give to them.
They want
like
to milk
our existence is for their benefit. And I think ultimately that's what they come down to. And they want it to be beyond rule of law. You know, they want it beyond just the legal written framework that we're supposed to abide by as a society, which could be theoretically applied the same to everybody. So everyone could live under the same law. So they've created so many laws that it's impossible to know if following all of them, for one.
How could you?
And for two, this case really shows an example how they want to take it beyond written legal framework that we as a society can live and abide by. So in this case, and you can see by the statements of some of the people, that they believe that because he was being targeted by this organization, this organized criminal enterprise, he should have known to stop doing what he was doing, to do something different.
Hold that thought, Stone. We'll continue here in moments. From Alt Expo, this is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Alt Expo number 32. It's the winter 2020 edition of Alt Expo, the alternatives expo for those who would like something else to do during the Free State Projects events that tend to go on, and you got to usually pay for those. You don't have to pay to come into Alt Expo. You just come on down to the Adams Room in the Best Western Plus Hotel in Manchester. It's right outside the airport, so just a quick jump over if you're coming in from the airport, but we're here, and there's some cool stuff on the schedule for today. We're actually, this is the morning when we're recording this, and we're the first thing on the schedule, so we got lots to talk about. The events coming up later today are looking pretty interesting. They're going to actually have a panel about creating decentralized events, which we've been seeing more of happening here in New Hampshire with the rise of ForkFest, the decentralized camping festival, which we can certainly talk about a little bit later on. But more importantly, tomorrow, since by the time you hear this, all of the talks from today will be over. Tomorrow, there's a lot of alt tech panels and discussions going on. So the mesh networking is going to be up for discussion once again. This has been a very popular topic, and I'm interested to find out how it's been coming along, because I know that Patrick, who is one of the main I don't want to use the term organizers, but the main people involved with mesh networking up here in New Hampshire. He's really interested in it and really excited about it, so I know he's been working hard on it, and if we get the chance, we'll talk to him. I don't know if he's coming by today, though, but we'll certainly run into him at some point. He's, by the way, the guy who does Liberty.menu, which is a great website that allows you to connect with other Liberty-friendly businesses and events, so get on over to Liberty.menu and check that out. But yeah, tomorrow, lots of tech-related stuff, mesh networking to be discussed. And I see Derek's name here. Derek Slopey, are you leading a panel? Is that right, on IPFS? There's an informal discussion happening about IPFS. That's the Interplanetary File System, and that allows people to basically propagate files on the Internet in a way that they cannot be stopped, and that's a pretty exciting thing. So Stone, you were going on a roll about the federal gangs, the state gangs, these criminal enterprises known as governments or states, and unfortunately, our pesky breaks had to interrupt you there. I don't know if you'd finished. I don't think you'd finished your thoughts.
It was just kind of trying to break down the mentality of state agents and mm-hmm. state sympathizers, which happens to be, it seems like, 90% of the public in this area. So basically,
I think that's true in any area.
And I think it stems from the belief that this is a legitimate organization, that it's and you can't have a legitimate organization that is funded by coercion. Mm-hmm. And
you can if you brainwash enough people, and that's what the state schools, their main job, and also the media, which is, you know, for the most part filled by people who've gone through the state schools, it's all about. It's about brainwashing people to believe that, oh, you're part of this. It's okay.
Yeah.
You voted for this. You've consented because you're participating. You're here. You're voting. You're doing. You're paying taxes.
Yes. Yeah. And unfortunately, all of those arguments can be broken down and refuted, and it all comes back to natural law, essentially, and that might makes right. So we have essentially one organization or affiliation of organizations that has been working to give itself the maximum amount of power, and as we've seen historically in the last, in all of human existence, actually, so last century was particularly bloody, where we saw the exact same types of organization killing people and torturing and mass murder, genocide. All of these things are not uncommon for mm-hmm. this organization, this type of organization. The United States even has been a part to a lot of these atrocities,
sure.
Starting with slavery before it was even formed. You had the larger incorporation of states enforcing slavery on those groups of people that don't believe in it and holding people accountable for hiding not just the slaves, and then we saw in other countries it's the same mentality that a large organization of people can control every single individual that lives in a certain area, and ultimately they want the whole world. They want all of humanity to come under their thumb, to be treated, as I said, as cattle or sheep that they can harvest at their will.
Yeah, live off their productivity.
Yeah, and they're using the Marxist and communist theories that we are all one species, and it's just not true because we are all individuals, and it's propaganda for two. So the fact that we are all one species isn't true because there's obviously dividing classes themselves. Okay, you've got a state, and then you've got the rest of society. So just that one distinction refutes the whole one world government and one world species that should have one organization to control every human.
Well, I mean, we're all human beings, but some humans want to control other humans. And,
exactly.
And that's the sickness, and it is sick. And unfortunately, as you were saying, most people buy into this situation. Oh, well, it's okay as long as I can go and vote on who it is that tells me what to do. And that's not okay. And that's one of the reasons why groups like us get together and we have these events where we can discuss these matters, and we have this radio show where we can talk about it and get these ideas out there, because that's the only thing that can ever change this, is if people change their mind about the
yeah.
state.
And if voting is kind of a fallacy, because if you look at votes, you've always got a minority of the eligible voters in this country.
Sure.
So if it was a majority, you could use democracy and voting as an excuse for the condition we're in. If the if it was clear and irrefutable that the majority of people wanted something, then you could chalk it up to democracy. You couldn't blame this one organization if democracy was at fault. But when people, when there's a vote, less than half the people usually vote, so then if it's a 50-50 divide on that, which is what they like to do,
right,
then you've got a quarter of the population, of the eligible voting population at the most, is
making
choosing to put this dictator in charge.
And everybody else just goes along with it, and they hope that they can change it the next time and put some other scumbag in that person's place.
Yeah, and it's really, it's like crabs in a bucket is one metaphor that I like to use, where you've got some crabs that are trying to get out of the bucket, and they're trying to climb out, but they can't because every crab behind them is grabbing at them, mm-hmm. trying to get out themselves. So everyone likes the idea of escaping this bucket and doing what they want to do, but it's just the psychology, the mass kind of hypnosis that we've been trained for since we were young by the controlled media and government propaganda.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people do want to see freedom for themselves, but they don't want other people to be free. Like, they can easily see the value in, hey, I like the idea of being left alone. I like the idea of, you know, not having my business regulated, not being taxed to death. I like, you know, all those things. But it's just that weird guy down the street. Boy, what would he do if he was allowed to be free? We can't let that happen. And so they want to control their neighbor. And that's where I think the state comes from, is the desire. It's the manifestation, the physical manifestation of the desire to control another human being. And
I think it's a really dark side of humanity,
mm-hmm.
where we want to conquer and enslave other cultures, and we're not really designed to be in this huge group of people. So as a species, our brains are designed for like 150 or 200 person kind of intimate groups of, mm-hmm. of villages or communities. And essentially, they've used that historically as a way to separate us for wars and things like that. When there was regional conflicts, that sense of self, that you belong to a group, was a way to get people to go out and fight. I think it's gotten so large, hopefully, that people are going to wake up that we can't be a part of this huge hundreds of millions of person structure, that we need to kind of break it down on a lower level, at least something lower than that. Hopefully people are going to wake up before it kind of goes too far, because these organized criminal enterprises can negotiate.
I mean, it hasn't gone too far yet. I mean, what is it going to be that, you know, do you see a certain thing or a certain threshold of violence and murder and,
I think the comfort level is really what they're using against the population right now.
Right, it's comfortable, yeah. You got all kinds of bread and circuses to keep you busy and distracted.
So that's I think, the one thing that needs to, or that would need to change before people really wake up en masse and try and figure out.
Well, that's not going to change, because they're going to keep you as comfortable as possible.
It's looking pretty bleak, because I mean, we've seen blueprints, like 1984 is kind of a blueprint where they have people that want to exceed in their status are going to join the state. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So they want to make it so that everything is controlled by the government. So essentially, you need to go, if you come from, you know, the dregs, the lower levels, where you come from poverty, then you need to join the state, go fight and kill whoever they want you to kill for years, and then you can retire and live comfortably. And that's essentially,
right,
it seems like, the theme that they're trying to push on society. And if not, if you are successful outside of that, then they want to take a cut of that. And this, I think, is beyond that. They want you to know that if they're even having their agents go after you. So this guy was raided for many times.
16? No, was it 16?
Yes,
a lot of times.
He should have known. Essentially, their
16
mentality
times in 6 years.
As agents of this organization and sympathizers of this organization, their mentality is that, hey, if you're being targeted by our people, you need to know to change your behavior. And that's, I think, a big example of what this is. So you've got the state organization was helping to target him.
We're gonna come back with more your thoughts. Well, you can't call in tonight, but if you're here, we'll talk to you. It's Free Talk Live from Alt Expo.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.